I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed. And on the show today, it's going to be an underground show. If you're not up for being a little bit of a renegade, then perhaps you should wait until the next show before watching. Okay? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, if they'll still work with me after the show. And we are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, and they'll pretty much take anybody, so I'm in good shape with them. Okay, I'm in a weird mood today. It's been a long time since I've done a show, a very long time since I've done a show. And to be honest, I don't even want to do this show. I'll be completely straight with you, because I don't have a lot of stuff. There's not a lot going on that I'm interested in the geek world. You know, there's always stuff going on, but it's got to be something I am personally interested in before I get invested and want to talk about it. Otherwise, I'm just bored. And I don't want to bore you, my faithful viewers. So, it's a challenge. A challenge. As they say in France. No, they don't. You can go to the blog. DrBill.TV. As a matter of fact, specifically, you'll need to go to this blog right here a little bit later. Because we're going to talk about something bloggish. Okay. Also, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, we have a newsletter. It doesn't come out very often, but it's a newsletter. So sign up for that. You can go to drbill.tv/newsletter and sign up with your email address. That would be lovely. The other thing that I rarely talk about is, please subscribe to this channel. If you just happened to cross us as you were surfing the web and looking at YouTube, go ahead and subscribe and click the little bell to get notifications. We don't put out notifications that often, so go ahead and select all notifications, and that will help us out. It really, really does. Okay. So, what I'm going to talk about today, you probably know that I'm a cord cutter. That doesn't mean that I like to go around with scissors. Where's my scissors? Here's my scissors. Stuff on my table. Go around with scissors and cut lots of cords. Give myself a beard trim. That would be, I could sculpt a bird. No, never mind. The thing is, I don't go around cutting cords. For instance, here is a cord. I could take this and cut it, but that would be bad. So I'm not going to do that. Throw that there on the table. But when it comes to the TV and not getting cable channels, I do, in fact, cut the cord, or have, in fact, cut the cord. And I have an antenna, which, as a matter of fact, is in this room right over there. Yes, it's indoors. But it's a very nice antenna. Big one. But, and it works pretty well. Yeah, within reason. I'm at a condo, so I can't put anything on a pole outside in the air. You know, it has to be inside. So, which my wife is thrilled with, that I have this big antenna hanging on a door top of a door inside the condo. But she puts up with me because I'm a lovable fuzzball and because what are you going to do? You know, she has the same attitude. As long as she gets to see the TV channels that we need to watch, she's good, okay? However I get them. And she says, you're the only one who knows how to run the TV set anyway with four different remotes and all these different boxes. She says, I don't know how to turn it on. So she lets me handle it all. Anyway, the point is, it can be frustrating if you are limited in terms of an external antenna, as I am here in the condo, because I can't just slap one up on a pole and run a cable down the wall and run it inside and have an external antenna. I am prohibited by covenants of the condominium community. They have an HOA that will come down on me. And I don't want that. I want to be a good little boy. Which reminds me, I need to pay the HOA fee today. Self, remind yourself to do that. Fred, would you remind me? I didn't think so. Fred isn't that useful. He just gives me a hard time. He exists to give me a hard time. And of course, he's an imaginary friend, so he doesn't actually exist. How very meta. Anyway, the point is that there is a way to get local channels super clear over the internet, and it's called Locast. LOCAST.org. Okay. And so, the only thing is, you have to be in the DMA that they service. DMA is a designated market area. Is it designated? Is that the right word? Let me look. I had a page up about that. I know. It's in the article. Designated market area. Yes, indeed. That is correct. So, what that is, that's a service. That's a market. Like a Nielsen market for your TV viewing. Okay? I am in the High Point, Greensboro, Winston-Salem DMA. Okay? Because I live in High Point, North Carolina. Now, there's no Locast that services our DMA. Okay? And you can't usurp one, go into another DMA from your location. That would be bad. Okay? So you don't do that. However, to show you Locast, I picked up and traveled to Charlotte, because Charlotte does in fact have the capability to get Locast. So I managed to travel to Charlotte and set up in such a way that I could get it. Yes. And so in doing that, I'm able to show you what it would be if I lived in the DMA that allowed me to do that. Okay? So let's take a look at that right now. Okay, here we are on the Locast.org website. Locast.org, as you can see up here at the top of the page. And I am in Charlotte, so I'm going to click Watch Now. And it immediately brings up the list of channels that are available here in Charlotte. Now, I am logged into my account on Locast. And I can go to any of these channels that are currently in operation in Charlotte. And I can click on, for instance, CBS and click Super Watch Now. And there is a commercial running. And, of course, I'm going to back out of that. because I don't want to get into any problems with showing content that I shouldn't be showing on the air. But as you can see, there's all kinds of channels here, including, let's see, here is the Outer Limits on Comet. Comet is a channel for science fiction. If I click on that, you'll notice I can click the button here and play.
I talked with an insurance agent.
That.
But we've been hearing a lot lately about
that,
newer plans with additional benefits.
You can come in here
and want
to
make sure that we're getting all the benefits that we're entitled
okay,
to.
Okay, and that would
if
allow me
to
watch this.
If you're not 100% sure about your Medicare
you know, like
benefits,
was,
it's time to call the Medic.
I'm going to go ahead and get out of there again. I don't want to be advertising for somebody. But at any rate, I can put it full screen and watch it full screen as well. Now, notice that Locast is a not-for-profit service. These are all the locations across the country that have Locast available. And this Charlotte area is a recent addition. And since I'm not far from Charlotte, I thought it was worthwhile to show you that. So I'm in that area for that very reason. Okay? So that is how Locast works. Now, as you might imagine, if I go into the program guide once again here, if we could pull this program guide into Plex, then Plex would allow us to record, you know, what's coming through. And these are all, by the way, the various things they support: Google Play, Android TV, Apple, Apple TV, Amazon for the Fire TV, the Roku, TiVo, Dish, DirecTV, UVerse, and TiVo Stream. So they support a lot of different devices. They have a Facebook account and a Twitter account. I encourage you to follow them on Twitter, particularly to keep up with when they release new DMAs. All right? So there you go. Very useful to be able to get programming that is over the internet, but from your local area through Locast. Okay, you see how that works. Now, what I want to talk to you about today, Locast is cool, and you saw the advantage to it. However, there's no DVR with Locast, okay? They just show you the channels in your DMA, okay? But there is a little Python program. Python is a programming language. And by the way, if you need Python installed on your computer, Microsoft, believe it or not, has made it very easy for you to get Python, okay? All you got to do is go down to the search, the little search, looks like a magnifying glass, click it, type in Python, P-Y-T-H-O-N, Python, and it will pop up and say, hey, would you like to install Python from the Microsoft Store? And you go, sure, and it's free. And you can install Python, and Python will be on your computer, and you'll be able to run Python programs. Dude, for free. So this little snippet of code that someone has written and released to open source is called Locast to Python. Locast to Plex. I'm sorry. I was thinking Python. Locast to Plex. Okay? And if you're in the right DMA, and if you sign up for a Locast account and give them at least $5 a month, you have to be a paying member of their nonprofit organization, which is only $5 a month, then you can run this code, configure it and run the code, and it will allow you then to make, see if I get this right, make Locast look like a source for the Plex DVR function, okay? This gets a little bit complicated, but bear with me. Plex has the capability of bringing in a DVR, like the Silicon Dust Home Run DVR, okay? And incorporate it into the menuing system of Plex and be able to use it as DVR, okay? Now, if, then, you use this Excuse me. Had a little tickling in my throat there from some gum that I was chewing earlier. I have cinnamon in my mouth going because of the gum. Overshare, I know. Anyway, so it makes Locast look like the source for the DVR within Plex. There's an article on the blog. Let me put the blog URL back up there. Okay? Go to the blog and read the article, Locast to Plex. Plex integration for Locast. Okay? Read that. Now, once you get that set up, your Locast programming will then be in your Plex system, and you will be able to view channels and record them like a DVR through Plex. Okay? Got all that? Now, the advantage to all that, of course, is that you now have super clear local programming of all the cable, not cable, but over-the-air channels, no matter how you could receive them with whatever little dinky antenna you have in your, like, your condo, you can get them all over the internet from Locast in Plex, where you can view them on their Plex integrated menu. Whew. Does that sound cool? Now, there are some legalities here. Locast is being taken to task by people that are running various TV stations saying, you guys shouldn't be sending our signal out over the internet. To which Locast says, look, people have been running translators for years that send out signal from an over-the-air signal. You are releasing it over the air, so therefore it's free. We're a nonprofit organization. We're not making any money. So there. Okay? And they're all taking each other to court. They're all going to run it through all the court system and all that kind of stuff. You know how that goes. In the meantime, Locast is saying, if you're not in the DMA area that we service, don't try to get our signal. And I'm okay with that. Okay? They want to stay in the clear so that their litigation comes out okay, and I wish them well. Okay? I am a monthly contributor, even though I don't have their DMA in my area yet. Okay, they're expanding. They're going to have more support, okay? But until they come to my area, I'm going to support their efforts to put free TV on the internet. Okay? So there you go. More power to them. Whew. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. It may or may not help you, depending on whether you're in a DMA that Locast supports. You can see the list of what they support on locast.org. Put your address in, and here's the URL for that. And check them out. See what you think. And if you are in the area and you contribute the $5 a month and you set up Locast to Plex, then you'll see what I'm talking about. And the instructions are there in the article to set it up. Okay? Hope this helped you. Hope it was interesting. Cord cutting for the masses. Yay! Well, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.